Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News right from the get-go. Ellen Ratner, the world traveler, the grand dame of the place, was now recently in China. So it wasn't just about Michelle Obama. Ellen was there as well. You didn't have a brush with Michelle, did you?
No, actually, my schedule had been set before she announced that she was going. I went to one of the same places, well, obviously Beijing, but I also went to the Summer Palace where she went, and that was very interesting. I mean, you could just see how the wealthy kings and everybody in this was actually a queen or an empress, lived in China. It was quite astounding.
I bet. So was it a long trip for you, though? I mean, that's a long flight, no matter where.
It was almost 2 weeks, yeah. It was a very long trip. I don't normally leave the country for that long, but I we're going to be dealing with a program with Chinese interns, and so I went to meet with many journalism schools. And it's interesting because they're very open in some ways. They just don't want their students coming back and writing articles about China, but anywhere else is fair game.
There you go. All right, so now you have your feet on solid, firm turf, as they say, something
yes.
like that. That's too much coffee on my end. And Obamacare is what everybody's talking about in the deadline today, and then the White House getting slammed with "you cook the books" from a couple of senators, one in particular from Wyoming. What was their reaction to that?
Well, their reaction is basically that they didn't cook the books and that this is going to be very open. They said, if we were cooking the books, don't you think we would have cooked them in October or November? And Barrasso said the White House, this is the senator from Wyoming, should release information on how many Americans have paid their first month's premium. Well, yes, you know, as you know, you have to officially be considered fully signed up, pay your first month's premium. But, you know, not everybody's even gotten their bill yet. So I think that's kind of unfair.
All right, so we move from that to the other part of this, and this is something that you used to deal with. You had another career, mental health issues. Why do we not focus on mental health issues, Ellen, in this country in the first place? But there was a big vote tonight.
Yes, there was a big vote, and I believe it was either 64-65. It passed by. This is what's called the Doc Fix to make sure that there isn't a 24% reduction in what doctors get paid for Medicare. And so that was, again, fixed. I don't know why they don't do a permanent fix. Tom Colburn, who is a physician, better known as Dr. No, because he votes against anything that is a spending increase, and who's also leaving the Senate, he said that this doctor fix was all just a bunch of hooey and it wasn't real. And, I mean, he didn't really back it up with anything either.
All right. Speaking of backing it up, you know, we always have this debate, or there is this debate anyway, about climate change. The UN climate change report came out, and what did it find for the most part?
Well, for the most part, it basically found that there's going to be very severe climate change. John Kerry today said you cannot deny the reality. And he said denial of the science is malpractice. They said that climate change impacts are going to slow down economic growth, make poverty reduction more difficult, and further eradicate food security in other parts of the world.
Mm. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We're glad you're safe and sound and back in the USA.
Thank you, and I am too.
Thanks, Ellen. Bye-bye. All right, the other big thing that we all have our eyes on, besides what's happening in Washington, is Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It seems like I'm a broken record going over and over the same ground, but sure enough, the Goodnight Malaysia 370, now they're saying the new last words from the cockpit. Listen, these guys in Malaysia have no clue how to run an investigation. And you really don't have to go out on a big fat limb to say that and to criticize them. I don't blame the Chinese for not trusting what's happening in Malaysia. For the people who have, people that disappeared on that Boeing 777, how can they trust what these idiots are saying? Do they know anything about releasing information in a brutal crisis? I think they're just trying to scramble and constantly cover their bases. So you know, they're the plane turning off course. It's supposed to be a criminal act. They're saying that's what that's about, that the transmission now is changed with the last thing that was said and whatnot. And they haven't given any explanation for the discrepancies between the different quotes that they've said. So the new language is different from the all right, good night, in the fact that anyone who's a pilot knows this, that it's something different. It means something completely different, and it's not a sign that anything untoward occurred at all on that flight. But who would know? Because it is the most cockamamie, twisted investigation. There's nothing straight coming out of Malaysia. Do you really have any confidence at this point? I mean, it's the tragedy of this whole thing. And then it's the tragedy of a pathetic attempt at an investigation that has just gone off the tracks. And it's nothing but questions. You know, that's what I said in the beginning. It's the question marks that people want to know. It's the thing that everybody fears, living in limbo when you don't know what happened. And then saying different information, relaying different possibilities. They don't have a handle on this situation. And they're defending it. The acting transportation minister in Malaysia said that they weren't hiding anything by not releasing some of the details of the missing flight. That some of the details are part of an ongoing investigation into what happened, and we're not hiding anything. We are just following the procedures that set. Do you think that there's a language barrier here? Is that it? Is somehow this all lost in translation because of cultural differences? Maybe a little teeny bit you could throw at this, but I don't think you could say that that's the whole problem here. Because first they're saying the captain... You know, friends of the captains are saying, well, this is ridiculous. You're accusing him. He's not criminal. He wasn't going to plunge the plane. And then they're saying, well, no, the captain was, it's not the captain, and we're looking at the background. And they keep changing what they're saying. I mean, here's the thing. If you're following up on potential leads, then that's what they need to say. We have a few theories, but they're not in concrete yet. And we'll mislead you if we tell you A, B, and C, and then come around and tell you X, Y, and Z later. How hard is it to do that? So now they're still, you know, cutting across the Indian Ocean. They're looking at a piece of ocean west of Perth. And the Australians are saying, you know, they're frustrated because of the setbacks and everything else that's happened, because they don't want egg on their face either. They're talking about these four orange objects that were spotted by the plane, and then described as, wow, this is promising, this is probably a piece of the plane. It was nothing. You know what it was? It was fishing gear. And we know that flotsam gets stuck in this area, right? So, sure enough, that's the kind of thing, so far, that they're finding. Any more theories? Do you still believe they're never gonna find this plane? 855-266-5283. I'll meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Tonight, you be the judge. We'll take you inside the courtroom and where we really should be, talking about some of the things that are happening that are just unbelievable. They make you shake your head, some of these judgments. I think you'll be really surprised by some of them anyway. And by the way, the word that I was searching for, terra firma. Whenever I have dark roasted coffee, it's pretty tough. The engine goes slow with the dark roasted stuff. I keep telling Starbucks that, and they finally made like a blonde version of coffee. I know some of you are shaking your heads, you third shifters. It's like mud. You drink mud to keep yourselves awake as you get deeper into the bowels of the night. But not me. I gotta keep it, you know, kind of light. Not foofy coffee, but it can't be super mud-like. Jack from Down Under threw this in that you'll find interesting because he's given us a bunch of information since he's there in Australia about what's happening. And he says the area where they thought they saw some pieces of the plane, it looked promising, something from the plane anyway, and it turned out to be, you know, fishing line. What Jack is saying is a lot of tuna longliners work that area, you know, going for tuna. And that makes sense if you think of what they found. And it's interesting because the Australians, I'm sure behind the scenes, are not happy about this. Remember, they were the ones who released the information. We're talking about the search and what was happening there. Of course, waiting to have the ball tossed to them by the Malaysians. So there was all this excitement just a week ago that, man, this is it. Off of Perth, this is what we're going to find. There's going to be a piece of the tail, the wing, something. We're going to find something, some shred of evidence that that's where the plane is. And that hasn't happened. And then there's been some reversals in the theories coming out of Malaysia Air as to what happened. So it's cockamamie. That's the best I can say. And I think the theories that some of you threw out aren't really that far-fetched. I mean, what are we missing here? I think we're also missing some key pieces. There is something or some things that are not being said. I really believe that now, especially because there's a lot of holes in this thing. The Malaysians can't be that dumb. And there's other people involved in this investigation. Now, they're bungling this up. They're making a mess of it. But I think there's more information and they're not releasing it. What it is, I don't know, because we keep hearing about the reversals of where the plane's flying low, and then it's at 45,000 feet, and then it made a turn, and now the sign off is different, and captain's a little crazy and is emotional and had a flight simulator in his house, and blah 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 blah, and you know, the tales go on and on. They almost would have been smarter to do what I said, to leak out the information they had and say, take this information as you will, because we're in the middle of the investigation, and frankly, we do not know. But you got to remember, there's heat on the airline, because why? Lawsuits. And what happens to the airline? So the CEO of the airline has his own pressure, and they want some solid answers to try to control the information, knowing that this probably comes, not probably, it will come back up in court. So in the meantime, we're chasing to the tune of millions of dollars, including my money and yours, because we're in the middle of the search. We are chasing sea trash. You know, I like to fish a little bit. When I was a kid, I grew up in Jersey, so I had two uncles that were awesome fishermen. And I'd have to beg them, but they took us out and we'd do blue fishing. We'd go blue fishing once in a while, which I liked because, you know, then you're trolling. You're out deep into the ocean. You're on a big boat. I mean, a decent sized boat. And man, you got to wrestle those things in. It's unbelievable. But I have to say, what do we see? A lot of flotsam out there. They would snag the lines. Now, this area in Australia is known for that. And what Jack just told us, another piece of information is the fact that it's not unusual for what they found there. So you've got satellite imagery from NASA, from the British satellite, from others. What does that amount to? You have all these ships chasing this lead. Are they going to find anything? They're out there. They're hoping they're going to find something. But I feel pretty weary of this whole thing. And so you've got a misled search looking for the plane. And you know what? If you think about it, here in America, we're talking about this a ton. But how many Americans were on board? Philip Wood, which is tragic. You hear his story. But a handful. And then connections to the United States, definitely with some of the people. But this really still is what people can't stop wondering. And it's because the plane was so big. Because the theories are scary, and where ultimately does that plane end up? And let's face it, if you ever make a trip overseas, how are you feeling about jumping on some of these planes, especially with what comes out, what's being said? Now, listen, I have been around planes my whole life. I've flown a lot, and I do believe in that. I subscribe to the theory that being hit by a car easier than a plane crashing, but not if there's access to the terrorists to get to the plane. Not if that's the kind of thing that's happening. It's not just in the movies anymore, right? So we're invested in this partially because of that. And then, of course, the curiosity factor. So those orange objects were just the fishing equipment, if you just tuned in. They weren't anything related to the Malaysian airplane. This has been a 3-week hunt. And here's the critical question at this point. I mean, honestly, do you think they're going to find this plane? Or do you think it's going to be one of those History Channel features that comes up, the missing plane, what really happened to Flight 370? And then they do a little reenactment, and then they have a bunch of theories, and people talk about it, and it's 2 years later. I mean, this whole pattern of how they're hunting for the plane is very strange, right? This is March 8th we're talking about, 239 people. Did they perish? Is there something we don't know? Are they someplace else? Were their bodies pulled off the plane somewhere? I mean, as much as I laugh sometimes at crank conspiracy theories, I mean, there's valid conspiracy theories, and there are certainly cover-ups and conspiracies throughout history. And then there's what I call crank conspiracies. And, you know, this has a tendency to kind of can go in that direction, but now I'm not so sure. Now, I'm not so sure about that. So the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, said the search was incredibly complex and said that the officials, this is how he described it, were well short of any point where they would scale back the hunt. So the Malaysian Prime Minister, the Australian Prime Minister, nothing is being cut here. The cord is not cut. In fact, Rasik, who is the Malaysian PM, is going to Perth to see the search himself, to see what's happening firsthand. So you've got radar, satellite, all of that kind of stuff, and now you keep having a switch of where they need to be and where they need to search. Nothing of significance was found on Monday. Nothing. And what about these families of the people on that flight? They're shifting everything there, I suppose, as the search drags on. And the victims' families, this is how confident they are that this plane is closer to Australia in the water than anywhere else. They are coordinating travel for the families of the people on the plane to travel to Australia in the next couple weeks. Because they say, you know what they're saying? They're saying we're not putting a time limit on the search. We owe it to keep doing this is what the Australian Prime Minister said. We owe it to everyone to do whatever we can to keep searching for quite some time. But when do you say, uncle? When do you say, man, we need to regroup? Because right now you're talking about the black box. You're talking about the pings. They're going away. That's going to go away, and that's a key piece of evidence that they have to find fast. Stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The Russians are coming. That's what they're saying in Crimea. I thought we've already dealt with that, but apparently a lot of people are fleeing deeper into the Ukraine. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how was your weekend? Hopefully it was a good one. We're going to mix in a couple of different things here with odds and ends. First, weekend-wise for me, I went to see Noah. So I was curious as to what Noah would be like, because there's a lot of controversy over it. There were people that said they liked it. There were people that said they thought it was, you know, not over the top enough, et cetera. It's always like that, right, with pictures, we pick them apart. But when you tackle the Bible, you're taking on people who sometimes are not looking for any Hollywoodized version. I mean, think of movies that have been controversial in the past. The Passion of the Christ. I'll come up with them. There's a slew of them. The Passion of the Christ is the number one that sticks out in my mind, but there are several others. And you think of the Ten Commandments. Nobody complained about the Ten Commandments, right? The whole Charlton Heston thing, there's never a problem with that. In fact, as a kid, I loved it, the parting of the Red Sea. I couldn't wait. It was like a big Sunday movie because we didn't have a 50,000 gazillion channels and we weren't taping things and playing it back. So you had to be there and you had to watch it. And how many times did I see that? I have no idea. Probably 24 times. So is Noah going to be one of those kind of films? I have to say, I liked it. I thought it was good. I knew what it was going to be like, and I knew it wasn't going to be a biblical play reenactment of that. But Darren Aronofsky, I think, did a pretty good job on this film. I mean, hey, it tells the story of Noah, right? There is some things that they have taken liberty with for sure, but it's And he said, listen, he said he wanted to, since he was a kid reading the Old Testament, he wanted to bring this story out to the world. And now he's gotten a chance to do it. But it was crazy. They had a lot of production delays because they were filming near Hurricane Sandy when that happened. They had problems with the studio and, you know, the back and forth, the flood of bad publicity, everything else they had to deal with. Russell Crowe as Noah, because a lot of people had an issue with the casting of Russell Crowe. But I thought they did a really good job with this movie. I really, really do. And, you know, it was a pretty long movie. I think it was 2 hours. It felt like 2 hours. But they tried to cut it down, and they said they couldn't cut it down as much as they wanted to cut it down. So there are some Christian groups that weren't upset. There were some Christian groups that were upset. And it's a tough sell. I think any time you tackle anything from the Bible, any story like that, you're going to have blowback. But in the end, it probably does pretty well. Kate Meehan, who's come on with us many times before, and lives in Hollywood and covers Hollywood, is coming up here on this show to talk with us about a whole bunch of different things, including Noah and the fact that it did well at the box office, despite the fact that there was some problems with this. There was a private audience with Pope Francis that they wanted, but the Pope, it was denied. So Aronofsky and some others from the film went to Rome to just go to the general audience that happens in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. And they got that brief blessing, you know, that you get. But they weren't able to actually have an audience with the Pope, which makes sense. Because as cool as the Pope might be, yeah, he's not going to hang out with the movie stars and watch Noah no matter what. That wouldn't be seen like giving the Catholic blessing to the film or something. You know, it's like I mentioned The Passion of the Christ. That was the Mel Gibson's movie. And they made $611 million on that movie. So as much as people were furious with it or didn't like it and complained about it, certainly some people went to go see it. So Noah, $44 million. That's what it raked in, $44 million. I mean, I look at it this way. If you are not open-minded, let's say this is how it is, baby, and I just can't help it. I believe in my religious point of views, and I don't have a lot of wiggle room, frankly, with this. I think you have to say to yourself, you know, watching this movie, I think, could draw some people into religion. Because as much as we have talked about this trend to go away from religion and toward being agnostic or atheist or whatnot, this movie, I think, could compel, I'm not saying a lot of people, I'm not saying everybody who goes and sees it, but it could compel curiosity in people. So I would look at it that way, that it definitely has the religious bent, talks about God, talks about what he's supposed to do. It's not anti-religion. It's not what you would call sacrilegious, I guess. It's not that at all. So I'm going to say thumbs up. It is a tightrope to walk to do that kind of a film anyway. But I think rather than attack it, I bet there are some people that might be actually motivated by it and may, I could be wrong, but there may be some people that turn to religion. Curiosity, interest in the Bible, I don't know, hearing more of the stories. And you know, it's like they say when you go to dinner parties, right? Nobody wants to talk about religion because it's automatically, it causes, I think religion more than politics causes wars, causes tempers to flare, causes people who are normally rational to become irrational, and isn't that too bad? So, with this movie, I felt like it was the opposite. I felt like it would be a catalyst for conversation, especially when you have Easter so close, and the whole story of Noah, and the animals, and cleansing the earth, and that whole thing. I mean, it's very, very true to that anyway. Very true to it. All right, here's the other thing, since I'm going down this pathway. It was opening day in Major League Baseball, and I am a huge Philadelphia Phillies fan. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and of course I've said that on the show before, but it was just one of the things that I did with my mother a lot when she took us to games when we were kids, and I really, really got interested in baseball, and there's something about opening day. Opening day in baseball is a very big day for people who are fans of the sport. They take off from work. It's like a, talk about religious, it's like a religious pilgrimage that people, some people make every year with folks in their family or their buddies or whatever, no matter where the game is being played. If it's, I mean, if it's in their hometown, they are going to get to that game. So the Philadelphia Phillies, ironically, start their season playing the Texas Rangers. They're picked by all the preseason magazines to finish crappy in the National League East. I know some of you are just cringing and saying, ugh. So I got to tell you my story, though. So Philly ends up beating the Texas Rangers for the first game, 14-10. And Jimmy Rollins, one of my favorite players, hits a grand slam, and they're able to hold off the Rangers. Now, the opening night game, which will be well before our show, I'm going to get a chance to go and see. So how fun will that be? I'll get a chance to go and actually go to the clubhouse and talk to Ryan Sandberg and a couple of the other Phillies. So I'm pretty excited about that. And, you know, this is the thing that's great about baseball. The thing that's great about baseball is everybody has a chance in the beginning of the season, no matter what the baseball analysts say. Even teams that are pegged to be the worst still have a chance to win it all, right? Because it's just too early to call it. So for all of you Twins fans out there listening to the show, I know there's some back at the mothership. The White Sox beat the Twins 5-3. But just remember, it's one game at a time, and it's more like a marathon, not a sprint. It's different from football because you have so many games to leg out, so many series, that there are so many possibilities. All right, speaking of possibilities, as we switch gears coming into our final segment here, I said I was going to talk about, and I will, I'll talk about, you be the judge, some of the crazy cockamamie things that are happening in courtrooms in America. Also, mix in a little conversation about what's happening in Russia. And boy, is it not sad what's happening closer to home in Washington. 22 people have been identified now as the missing after that Washington mudslide. And the stories are just heartbreaking. Very, very rough on the first responders and the people that are responsible for recovery. It's a tough, tough time for them. My, my, oh, my, and oh, so. I don't think they expected that was going to happen, even though on the books, There was the possibility of a catastrophe. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Judge on this one. 68,000 criminal aliens were released last year. If I'm the judge and I don't have to have this happen, that's not what I want to see happen, right? So Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's what they did. They had criminal convictions and charges last year. Instead of pursuing deportation, they went for, because it was such a crisis, they were trying to round up anyone they could. But the problem then becomes the amounts that are released. And the total released was almost 68,000. So the Obama administration is saying, what they're saying is going up against what's happening with ICE. They're saying that the criminal aliens category includes people that are charged with and convicted of crimes in the U.S., right? But they're saying that the CIS is distorting the numbers and claiming that some of them could represent minor offenses, that some of them shouldn't have been tossed into that category, so it's abusive. That 60% of ICE's total removals who had been previously convicted of a criminal offense, that number rose to 82% for just sole individuals removed from the United States, that it's, ICE says it's their highest priority, but they're saying the documents don't match and they're inflated and that it's not true what some of these criminal claims are. And I don't get it. I mean, what I don't get about it is this is the problem. They're saying that factors that fell into place for some of the people that were picked up included family relationships, political considerations, advocacy groups. That trumps criminal convictions as the major factor leading to deportation. So the ongoing shroud of confusion surrounds what's happening along the border in the game of cat and mouse is the problem. Who is the judge? Get it? You be the judge. Who is the judge of what should happen here? Because they're saying, listen, you are chipping away at us. You are weakening us. Immigration enforcement in the United States, let's face it, is in the toilet. It is. And it's not the poor guys or women, I think, that are trying to do what they're supposed to do along the border, but sometimes their hands are so tied. It's almost like rules of engagement overseas that this leads to some of this confusion on the convictions. Senator Jeff Sessions, we got listeners in Alabama, Sessions is all over this saying, you know, this is the preponderance of the evidence shows that immigration enforcement in America is collapsing. That even the people with criminal convictions are being released. It's a crisis. That's why I think Janet Napolitano bugged out. I mean, she was probably tired of it, but I think part of the reason was she didn't want to deal with this. She didn't want to deal with the nightmare of the numbers. And if somebody that gets in there has to be incredibly strong, but they're going up against a brick wall, ironically. We have no wall, but you're going up against a brick wall. So how do you try to justify, look, we're going to have policies that are like amnesty because we got to do something about our terrible problem, but at the same time, we're not even sure sometimes who we're releasing. We're just releasing people who have been convicted of serious crimes. That's unacceptable, period. That's unacceptable. And then they're going where? Then what happens? And boy, that's one thing local sheriff's departments and cops don't want to see when somebody's been deported, supposedly was deported, or they were a criminal and they were released, and then they show up killing somebody, or something else happens with somebody who's not supposed to be in the country in the first place or should be behind bars, and then it becomes a big deal, and it should become a big deal. And that number, whatever it is, if it's not 68,000, whatever the criminal element is, it's unacceptable, period. Why are we spending our taxpayer dollars to pick up people, process them for being criminals because we were supposed to separate the people who are and the people who aren't, and then just let them go because we can't hold them. We can't do anything with this. That's a bad policy. And that's a terrible policy, right? All right, this, for some, is over the top. A Mississippi death row inmate who prosecutors say recruited her son, no less, in a plot to kill her husband, gets a new trial. That's what the Mississippi Supreme Court rather ruled on Monday. It's very rare to have that happen, to have an order like that for a prisoner who's already on death row waiting for execution, right? So this is 57-year-old Michelle Byram. Let me tell you about Michelle Byram. This is what she did. Her husband, Eddie, and supposedly, allegedly, right, she was convicted for it, recruited her kid, like I already said, in the idea of killing him, and Byram Sr. was fatally shot back in 1999 at the family home. What they're saying is, now, is that he committed the murder. She's saying that her son confessed in conversation. She says the statements were discussed with a trial judge but were never revealed. And she says the psychologist wasn't allowed to testify about him, and that's what that was about. That it was not on her side, it was on his side. So which is it? So they're deciding, okay, well, she's, for the Supreme Court to decide that she gets another trial is amazing, because they're saying she didn't have a fair opportunity to have her case heard in court. And that she suffered from physical abuse and sexual abuse as a kid and throughout the marriage, and now she's going to have the chance to present what they're calling overwhelming evidence that she's innocent of murder for hire, that it had, you know, she didn't do that, that it was strictly her son who did it on his own. And that's what they're saying. What initially happened is the son said, the mother said, he would get $10,000 to murder the father, because it would be part of the insurance policy. But she says that's not true, that he had his own abuses to deal with, and blah, 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 blah. So they decided to flip it over. They must have felt like the evidence was there. But, boy, that is some kind of lawyer to have that happen at the Supreme Court level right before an execution. Are you kidding me? You hardly ever hear that happen. So you be the judge. Those are two cases. Tell me what you think. Send it to me, americatonight.net. Fair or foul when it comes to releasing criminals and then saying, oh, the numbers are inflated. And how about this woman on Mississippi death row? Did the Supreme Court in Mississippi do the right thing? I think we lack some of the evidence probably in that one. But I'm believing there's got to be something there or they wouldn't have done that. In the meantime, just quickly here at the tail end as we go marching out, thousands have fled the Ukraine because they're bracing for, some are fleeing the Ukraine, some are fleeing the peninsula, because after the Crimea was annexed, not everybody was completely happy about that. So you see pictures of soldiers, and then you see people walking on the other side, and then you see people running to get out of the Crimea. I'm not kidding you. It looks like a spy movie. Thousands of refugees are pouring also into the mainland in the Ukraine because of Russia's annexation. So much for everybody feeling like this is the way we ought to go, eh?
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.